Back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Mao, and if you don't know who I am an empowerment coach, and I use spiritual guidance and intuitive card readings in my coaching to help you, what I call, aka, living the bliss soft life or the BS life. And living the BS life is about being in alignment with who you are. Soul level. And when you're connected to your soul, to your higher self, your purpose, literally you live life more blissfully and softer instead of always trying to struggle and to rush and be full of anxiety and overwhelm. So I help you reconnect to yourself on a soul level. So you're connected to your higher purpose and your life purpose here on earth. And I use card readings to help guide you and get answers from higher source or your angels and guides. And my podcast is all about mindset, holistic well-being, and any way for you to be in alignment and to remember how to get your power back, to ignite your power so you can live the BS way or live in alignment of what you truly want and deserve. So thank you for being here. Today's episode is not about teaching you something crazy. It's kind of me updating you. But I have learned some things recently that I wanted to share. And recently, I just came back from Hawaii. So we took Gemma to Hawaii last week. It was our baby moon slash her spring break. And this is going to be our last trip as a family of three. So if you are a new listener, I am actually 26 weeks now with my baby boy. I'm so excited to have him. And if you don't know my story, I had a miscarriage in 2024. And then it took a whole nother year to do some self-development and to get to where I am today. And so it's been a lot of self-reflection and a lot of healing. And I finally got over my sickness. So if you were listening to my episode 2 weeks ago, I was sick. I still recorded an episode for y'all because this is how dedicated I am. And this is one of my life purposes, is to actually do my podcast. And like I told you guys, but if you're a new listener, maybe you haven't heard this story. But as like a 10-year-old or 11-year-old, I remember getting a download, like something that popped in my mind saying, with the microphone saying, like, you're going to be on radio. And I was like, radio, that's interesting. But I knew I was going to share my story or my perspective and be in a place where I can share my voice. And obviously, years later, 20 years later, this is when I started my podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, that download literally told me and foresaw that I was meant to do this podcast. So I show up every week for y'all to do a podcast. And I love it. At first, it was a journey. I literally took a whole year of feeling not worthy and scared to record my first episode. And funny thing is, my husband actually got me a microphone. He was so supportive. And then I didn't open the box for the microphone for a whole year. I just left it in the box And then finally I was like, all right, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to nip it in the bud and just go for it. And since then, I've been doing this for almost my third year. So 2.5 years now of posting every Friday, guys. So I feel so accomplished. I am very proud of myself for doing that. And I just know that this is one of the things that I meant to do. And so if you're feeling like you want to do something, this is a reminder. My story is a reminder for you that if you had a download, if you have an urge to do something, but you're letting fear take over, don't choose the fear. Choose your power. Choose the intuition that you have. Choose that drive or that download, that vision that you have. Because once you go over that fear, it's going to feel so good. And once you connect to your purpose, you're not going to stop because it lights you up. Me showing up here every week lights me up. I love doing this. Of course, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to post. I don't want to like show up, do my face. And, you know, we can make all these excuses. But when I show up in this camera and talk to you guys, it lights me up. Like, I can sit here and talk for hours, but who wants to hear me talk for hours, right? I try to keep this around, you know, 30 minutes to 45. Regardless, if I want to talk or not, it truly is one of my life purposes. And when I'm doing this, I connect to my life purpose and my higher self and higher source, and it just feels so right and happy, and it makes me joyful and blissful. So find something that does that for you. Or maybe you already found it and you're just scared to keep going or to do it because you feel like you're a failure or you're not far enough or you're not where you want to be. Well, maybe that's not your timeline yet, but just know and trust that it will happen for you. And this is what I wanted to talk about today too, is that I trust so much. And I used to not trust at all in higher source, or I always questioned God or whatever you believe in. Okay. But I just know that there is something greater, higher than just what we have in this world, earthly world. And I know there's more power within us, and within us, we have power. And now I trust fully. And trust came to me once I really tapped into my own powers and started gaining confidence within my own abilities and not caring about other people and just truly caring about myself, what I thought about myself, loving myself. And that's where I gained the confidence. And that confidence equaled trusting myself in higher source. And I had to go through all of this and these lessons, because going through infertility, having 2 miscarriages, a miscarriage before each pregnancy, mind you. So I really had to trust in higher source to allow me to become a mom. And when you want to become a mom, right, it really teaches you to trust in higher source, because higher source has to work with you in order for you, for them to grant you a baby too, right? You can't magically make your own, right? You need higher source to help on a spiritual level of some sort to give you this miracle baby. And yes, I'm carrying my baby on a physical level right now, but making it happen, I knew I had to somehow connect to higher source to allow this baby to come to me, because I believe that we're all soul beings. And so I was waiting for my soul baby to come. And I was like asking, what do you want from me? What do I need to do? What do I need to learn for you to want to come Earthside and choose me to be your mom? And I just trusted. I knew that I was going to become a mom of 2. And mind you, I only wanted one kid. So I was so happy with Gemma because I already went through infertility for 2 years. We even went through one round of IVF to have a miscarriage. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was just so much like pain and work to just have one. But then once Gemma started growing, I was like, oh my God, I have so much more love and energy and I want one more. And plus, I have 3 siblings. So growing up, I loved having siblings. Even though we fought a lot, but growing up, as a grown-up, I just know that the bond, the sibling bond, family bond is so strong, and I want Gemma to have that too. So I was like, okay, I want baby number 2, but of course it was a struggle, right? I had a miscarriage, and then it took another year to finally get pregnant again. But I just had to redo and relearn what I did the first time and then apply it the second time. And so I'm already thankful for the challenges that I learned the first time. And so the second time now, I just had to do it and just wait it out and trust that it was going to happen in divine timing. And it finally did. So now, like I said, I'm 26 weeks. And I trust so much. And this trust through that journey of infertility and motherhood has brought it to me and to my business. And I don't really talk about my business a lot because I feel like I've been struggling mentally with this. I'm going to be honest with you guys. My business is not where I want it to be. I've already almost had it for 5 years and I don't have consistent clients. I have clients here and there and I just don't have the drive and the power or the bandwidth or the energy right now to want to keep at it on a high striving level. Like right now for me and my timeline or in my life, I'm choosing peace. Like I just want peace and quiet. I don't feel like talking to other people. And the thing is, being an entrepreneur and especially a coach, you have to talk to people on a daily basis. You got to do networking things. You got to put yourself out there. And it's just a lot. And I just don't feel like that. I just really want to focus on peace and quiet. And it's so interesting because I thought that I would just keep going, 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 going at the rate that I've been going for the last 4 years of like, hustle, bustle, networking, keeping my schedule so full all the time. And I guess I got so burnt out about it that once I got pregnant, I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm choosing my peace and quiet because once baby number 2 comes, there is no peace and quiet. It's going to be very rare that I get peace and quiet. So might as well choose it now when I can. And then I thought about it too on a deeper level of why am I chasing success? Like, I mean, yes, it's great to be successful, but I am already successful. I feel like I already created this podcast. I have met incredible people. I'm doing amazing things that I thought I would never do. I'm going to speak at a live event as a speaker in May. And mind you, I'm very scared of public speaking. I think most of us are. But I'm going to get over that fear and just do it. I've been practicing. I've been just really manifesting that it's going to go exactly the way I want it to be. And even if it doesn't, I know it's still going to be great. So stop psyching myself out before it even happens. Like, I need to keep being confident within myself and knowing my value. And if you're listening now, this is just a reminder for you to see the value in yourself, to trust, to really have that confidence and love for yourself. Because once you do, then anything that you try to put yourself or mind to will manifest the way you want it to. Or it might even be better than what you've imagined. But right now I'm choosing peace and quiet, and I'm okay with that. But before, I was chasing the success, the feeling of success, or the feeling of getting so much money in. And even when I got that, I just felt stressed. And what's the point of that? Like, if I'm going to do something, I want to be fully in alignment where it feels cohesive. Like, I'm making money, but then I have the energy and the time and the bandwidth and being truly happy with that. But then I felt like I was getting to a point where I was just getting too busy, where I was losing myself. So I guess I'm going to the extremities where super busy, successful, felt that. And then after, I was like, all right, I need to go backwards. And now I'm going to like quietness and doing nothing. And it feels so great. But this is a reminder that it's a journey. Your life is always going to be up and down. And it's never going to be linear. And it's okay that it's never going to be linear. And it's how it's supposed to. Just like a heartbeat, right? On a monitor. When you see the heartbeat, it goes up and down. That means you're alive, you're living. But when the heartbeat stops, you flatline. You don't want to be there, right? You don't want that to happen. So, going along with the journey, trusting that everything's going to work out. But I just know in my heart core being that everything is working out in divine timing. Like, I know when I'm in my 40s and 50s, that's when I'm going to boom, like blow up. And I just am just doing all these things, the foundational things at this moment in time, just to prepare myself. So when it does happen, when it blows up and where, or when I blow up, I just am prepared and ready for it. But I feel like I'm not, because right now in my timeline, I really just want to bask in motherhood. And being a mom was actually one of the biggest goals in my life. And when I couldn't become a mom, or I thought I couldn't become a mom at one point in my life, that was the scariest thing ever. And so I don't want to take this for granted. I don't want to take my time for granted away from my kids. And my business will always be there. I know it. It's another baby of mine. I know your business is another baby of yours, but it's a different baby. And I know this baby will always be here. It just depends on how much time and effort I put into it. But right now, I really want to put my time and effort into my physical babies, right? So right now, I'm focusing on Gemma. And then being pregnant with this one, and there's nothing wrong. And then I'm really just tapping into practicing for my live speaking gig, which I'm so excited about. But see, it's in alignment. Like, I once dreamt about being on stage and doing it. And I was like, is this ever going to be possible? Like, who's going to want me on stage? Who's going to want to listen to me? Am I even significant? Am I even important enough to be on stage talking? But no, I am important. I am good enough. My story matters. But the thing is, every one of your stories matter. Every single one of you. We all have a story. But are you brave enough to share it? Are you brave enough to stand in front of people to share that? And I do it weekly here with you all. I mean, you're not physically here with me, but still, I put myself out there. I put my story, I put my mind and my perspective out there to hopefully inspire at least one person to take action into their life purpose, or to inspire you to take the route that you're meant to take. And I'm truly thankful for my journey and for this platform and for how my life journey has taken me to this point. But going back to my vacation, I know it was kind of tangent, but I literally manifested this baby moon. And if you guys don't know what manifestation is, it's like you dreaming or hoping for something to happen into your reality. And so I wanted something very relaxing, something where I just felt like I was on vacation. And this time I truly felt like I was like on vacation. So I had been to Hawaii with the family two other times. So this is our third time. And the first two times we stayed at Hilton Waikiki Village, which is like beachfront, but very crowded. I mean, we had a blast there, but we wanted to try something new this time. So we instead stay at the Ritz-Carlton residence. And this was not at the beachfront. And we're like, okay, we're going to sacrifice not being at the beachfront, but it'll be a little walking distance to the beach. And okay, let's just try it. And I had no expectations. I just wanted something relaxing. And that was the perfect environment of relaxation. There was not a lot of people staying there because I think everybody wants to stay at the hotels with the beachfront where you can just go walk to the beach. It makes sense. So, I mean, there were still people, but it's not as crowded. The pool wasn't packed like you would see at the other places. And the facility was so clean. But the crazy part was that it felt so luxurious where they were so thoughtful, the staff. Like, they thought of every little detail. And that just felt so nice because me, being a type A, I'm always the one worrying about all the family stuff, packing, ordering flights, doing all the little details. So having someone else figure that out for me for a couple of days was so beautiful and nice. They even brought me a pregnancy pillow to sleep in and sleep with. And it was beautiful because we had two little twin beds and I got one bed to myself. And it was so luxurious because Gemma and my husband slept together. And then I got to sleep on my own bed with the sea pillow. And I just felt relaxed. And the little details like that, like they made me feel special and seen. And that's what we all deserve, is to feel special and seen. But in this crazy world, in this matrix, it feels like we have to chase or push hard or be loud to be seen. But it just showed me that it can be easily done if that's what you want. You don't have to be loud about it. It's just if you're intentional or not. So the Ritz-Carlton obviously is intentional about their service. Like, they know they give 5-star service and they really treat you well. And I guess that's why everybody knows the Ritz-Carlton is a great place to stay. Just like, honestly, I manifested it. And the even crazier thing is we even got an upgrade where the room that we bought, I guess, ran out. So then they upgraded us to an even better room where they had a washer and dryer. So the setup for the room was exactly what we needed to make this trip even better. So we had washer, dryer, and then like they had a kitchen like with a microwave and like a really nice fridge. And I just felt like, man, I can have this type of energy all the time. And why do I always limit myself? And I thought about it and I was like, most of us limit ourselves and think that we don't deserve what we want all the time. We either feel guilty or not worthy of it or in resistance. And the universe will not give you anything unless you feel deserving, unless you allow the energy to come to you to receive that energy. And so I was able to receive this energy. It felt so good. And I was like, why do I stop myself on a day-to-day basis at home? It's possible. Like, anything is possible at any given time. And I thought to myself, recently too, I've been seeing like lots of reels or little short clips of like Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton or all these celebrities, and I don't love the celebrity world, but their mindset is really incredible to just see. And so I just saw Paris Hilton, and she goes, yeah, I just believed in myself. I just knew that I'm a brand and I don't need to just live off of her grandparents, right? The Hilton, obviously, hotels, but she wanted to make a brand for herself. And she was able to do that because she had so much confidence in herself. And mind you, she gets paid per visit. Like she said, she would get paid just showing up at like nightclubs in Vegas and they would pay her $1 million just to show up. And I'm like thinking, wow, that's incredible. If she can do it, why can't we all do it? Just have that mindset. And yeah, she's a little bit more privileged because she already has the Hilton name brand under her. I get it. But still, in the energy perspective or frequency, we can allow that to happen for us. And I was like thinking, yeah, I can even allow myself to even get a $1 million contract just to have somebody believing in me and my podcast or whatever it may be, but I can be worth that. Like, why not? Why does it only have to apply to certain people? Why can't it apply to me? So I'm allowing this energy to come to me of abundance, of I deserve all of this and more. And just the Ritz-Carlton showed me that when I was in alignment with that energy, I just felt so peaceful. There was no resistance. It was just peaceful and exactly the way I wanted. And mind you, this trip too, we had no plans, zero plans, but every day it was perfect. We had something to do and it just aligned exactly how it was supposed to unfold. We even were able to meet up Gemma's classmate to have like a play date in Hawaii. And then my cousin was there visiting, so she visited us and I had a friend visit us after work. And it was just like, wow, perfect alignment. And then, funny story, last year we were staying at the Hilton Waikiki Resort. And every Friday they have a fireworks show for like maybe 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes. Last year I missed it and I was so bummed out. And I was like, how can we miss it when we're right there? But somehow we missed it. Okay. So this year I was like, all right, let's make it happen. And the funny thing is, I didn't even have to go to the beach to see this. We were just literally at the Ritz and was able to see it on the rooftop. Not even the rooftop, but the lobby. And it was perfect. And it was quiet. It was not crowded. And I didn't have to push and shove everybody just to see this fireworks. It was literally in alignment. But everything that I wanted to do, I was able to do it. And my husband really stepped up during the trip. Like, he did so many things that I was even surprised myself. I was like, what? And it just showed me that if I allow this energy and I allow other people to help me out, then of course the energy is going to come to me. So this is a reminder, if you don't allow other people to help you, or if you don't allow the energy of things coming to you or things happening for you, it's because your energy is blocked. You're not allowing it to happen either because you don't feel like you deserve it, or you have something blocking your energy. So clear that out. Have the intention that you deserve it, that you deserve great things, and then it will happen for you. So I know that this is kind of all over the place, but the main thing I want to share with you guys is that we really block our own manifestations in general. Like, yeah, we can do all the manifesting we want, but on an energetic level, are you truly connected to what you want? Like, you may say, oh, I want money, or I want to be a millionaire, I want to be famous. I don't know, whatever it is that you want. But are you ready for it? Or are you allowing it to happen? Are you on that frequency or that high vibe to allow that thing to happen for you? Because the universe only gives you what you're ready for. The universe only allows things to happen for you when you're truly ready, right? Perfect alignment in divine timing. And so I know this as a person who had infertility and really wanted to be a mom. I was not ready to be a mom until I went through infertility. I had to learn lessons. I had to create boundaries. I had to learn and be a different person. And I literally upgraded myself potentially to becoming who I am today. If I didn't go through infertility and my life challenges, then I wouldn't become a mom, I don't think, because my higher self knew better, or higher source or God knew that I wanted to become a better version of myself, to be able to have, you know, self-love, to have tools and to really have that love for myself in order to be the mom that I meant to be. So I learned all these life lessons through having infertility or going through it. And now I get to teach that to Jem and then my future baby boy. And I'm teaching them love, patience, affirmations, like literally my daughter. I've added affirmations in the morning. So she'll wake up, go pee, brush her teeth, and then say affirmations. And then I don't force it on her. So sometimes I'll be like, you want to do affirmations? Say no. Okay, but today she asked me to do affirmations. She goes, Mom, can we do affirmations in the mirror? Of course, absolutely. But see, if I didn't go through the challenges that I went through, I wouldn't even know how to teach her affirmations. I wouldn't even know that existed. But now she gets to learn all these beautiful things that I learned, and she can apply it into her life so she could be a better manifester than I am. And she can be even more high vibrational, powerful at a younger age and be able to learn her power, to trust herself, to really have that confidence that I didn't at that age. And it's so beautiful to see. It's so beautiful to watch her use these powerful tools so she can be exactly who she's meant to be at a younger age than having to wait to be in your 30s, right? I had to be in my 30s in order to really tap into who I truly am and remember who I was. But now I can guide her and lead her there sooner. So I am forever grateful for my journey. And I want you to be forever grateful for your journey. So take time to reflect. Where have your challenges or life challenges or your journey taking you right now? Are you feeling stuck, stagnant? If you're feeling stuck and stagnant, maybe it's because you're stuck from fear, or you just want peace and quiet like me, but you know that something crazy good is about to happen, but taking that peace and quiet is okay. And as a high achiever type A, I know this is what I need to really recharge my energy and myself, since I'm a high achiever, always on the go, go, go. And I need this quiet time, and it's okay. I'm not chasing anymore. I'm not putting value on the value of how much I make in my business, because I am valuable regardless if I'm making any money off of my business. And that's the crazy thing. A lot of entrepreneurs always put their value on the amount that they make in their business. And it doesn't have to be that way. If you find value in anything that you do, it doesn't have to just be on a money level. It could be on an energetic level. If I'm already truly in alignment with what I'm doing, like being here weekly talking, I feel so in alignment and so abundant that I get to do what I love and to share all of this with you guys and to be able to speak up and get over the fears that I have. And I already feel accomplished. I truly feel so proud of myself for how far I've come, for dealing with what I've been doing and still showing up, regardless of how I'm feeling or doing. And it's just a reminder that you are able to do anything possible. You're able to do whatever you want to put your mind to. And the power of choosing, the power of your power, right? We all have our own power. It's either you're using it or you're not. Or you're letting other people take your power, right? So remember, you can choose how you want to live on a day-to-day. And I'm choosing peace and quiet right now and just resting, because I know that there is so much success in front of me. There's so much more to be had in the future. And I just know that I will blow up. I know that I'm meant for something huge. And it's just not my time yet. I just gotta keep at it. Trust that everything will unfold in the divine right timing. And each year, every year, things get better and better. I'm becoming more and more abundant. I feel like I'm more and more confident in myself. I love my life more and more. And the thing is, I'm in so much gratitude that it truly puts me in a high vibrational state to manifest the things that I want. And I see it. I see all these manifestations happening all the time for me. Just like my little example of the Ritz-Carlton, I mean, it's not a huge thing. And the funny thing is, I always manifest not big things, but I should always be already able to manifest these little things and be in gratitude and live this way all the time. But I always resist, or I always think it has to be harder than it is, but it really doesn't have to be. I should be in the alignment of that energy where I was at the Ritz, where everybody thinks of these little details to make me feel special and to make me feel loved and seen, and then being in this relaxing state and how I don't have to force and plan and do all these things, but everything's just unfolding as it should be. And I can have that all the time, but I just don't allow myself to. So why? Why not? So I need to stop resisting and just receive. And I can do that on my day-to-day life, back at home. And so I am attracting all of this goodness. I am so ready for what's to come. I am so ready to see what the universe gives me and to you. So comment below and let me know, like, what are you manifesting? What are you stuck with? Honestly, like, what is it that you want out of life? And I just want to hear from you guys if you resonate with anything that I said today. Because this lesson for me is in alignment, where it's all about the mentality and mindset of are you deserving of it? And yes, I'm absolutely deserving of it. Oh, and I want to give you guys another example too. So I did a card reading for my sister last month. And they were telling her, like, she needs to do more self-love, self-reflecting, because she is already aware, but she always gives a lot, and she does a lot. So after that card reading for a whole month, she's been working on herself, being kinder to herself. So she bought, like, herself a new little bag for work. She's been doing girls' night, and then she's been getting her nails done, like, doing things for herself that she never, ever does. And then she wanted to go to Hawaii too. And she's like, I really want to go, but then I don't want to spend the money. And she was just like kind of resisting, like she didn't deserve to go. And I was like, dude, just make it happen. You're going to make it happen. Just do it. If you're meant to go, it will happen. So she made it happen, and she had a great time. She went to Hawaii with her family. And then this week, she's like, or no, since last week, she's like, whoa. She went to the same event before, and she just never met this lady. And I guess that lady noticed her last time. But this time, this lady actually went up to her and talked to her and was like, hey, I want to refer people to you and whatnot. So my sister is actually an attorney and she does family law. And so she was like, whoa, where did this come from? You know? And then we were talking about it and it was the same event, but she wasn't ready for it. So the universe didn't bring this lady to her until now. Because once she opened herself up to self-love and self-care and to allow that energy to open up, she's able to release stuck energy that was stuck in her, to release that, and then to allow new abundance into her life. So she's able to allow this lady to come into her life to bring new energy into new clients. It's just so wild. And then she's had a bunch of other referrals too in the last 2 weeks. But it just shows that when you work on yourself, when you really truly love yourself, the energy opens up. You become higher vibe, and then you're able to receive more of what you want into your life. And so that was another example. And I was like, so proud of her. I was like, dude. And I was reflecting. I was like, hey, what changed? Like, let's see what you did. And then I was like, showing her, like, you went out, you're taking care of yourself, you've been doing things for yourself that you've never done before. Because before then, she was stuck and stagnant. She didn't know why. And then once she started caring for herself and doing all these self-love things, then the energy started to shift and change. And then, boom, she's able to manifest the things that she wanted into her life. And it was just so beautiful to see and watch that in real time. And it's been happening for me too, you know, with my little vacation that I didn't expect anything of it. And also, it was kind of stressful though, during our trip. So I'm not trying to bag on Southwest or anything, but we took Southwest because we're so used to it, or I'm used to it. And so they have this new policy where there's assigned seating, and it was kind of stressful. So going there was so easy. Like, I was able to call and have them put us together, like me, my husband, and Gemma. And then on the way back, for some reason, they were unable to do it for us. And then they're like, oh, only when you check in your bags, they can help you do it there. We're like, okay, I checked in my bags, and they're like, no, you have to do it at the gate, where the gate person can only switch up the seats or the, you know, to allow you to sit together. I mean, in the end, we were able to sit next to each other, thank goodness, but I didn't want to stress about it. I had my husband deal with that, and he was able to get us to sit next to each other because he just asked the agent up there at the gate. But everything worked out. That was just another example of, like, I was stressed out for a little bit, but I was like, okay, it's going to happen. It's going to happen that we sit next to each other. It's not going to be a big deal. But what if I allowed that negative energy to sit and be like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm going to be so stressed, blah, blah, blah. And then guess what? It's not going to happen, because then I'm manifesting that. But I let go of the fear. I noticed that I was stressed out, and then I was like, I'm not going to deal with this. It's going to happen. And it did. And so I'm doing that more and more with little things. So when you practice it on a little level like that, then when you put it into practice on the bigger things, you know how to do it. You know how to use that energy. You know how to let go and just allow. And so this is what I've been applying lately into my life and into my business, which was rough. Sometimes, I mean, I do feel the pressure into not earning money or not doing anything, but I always remind myself, it's not right timing, it's okay, and I will be successful one of these days, or I am already successful right now, actually. I am already successful. It's just I'm not at the level where I want to be yet, which is fine. And I'll always want to grow. I'll always keep wanting to be better and better. And that's the beauty of wanting more in life. When you're a leader, you always want more. You want to lead people in the right direction. And as a leader, it's okay if I'm not leading at this moment in time, but I'm leading by setting an example of self-love, self-care, peace, and live in the BS way. So hopefully you guys can live the BS way with me. And if you're called to do a one-on-one empowerment coaching or a one-on-one card reading with me, go book that at www.kathymount.com, or I will put the links in the show notes below. Or if you just want to talk to me, I will give you a free 15-minute free empowerment coaching that you can book. And if you want that, I will send over the calendar link, but you will have to comment below empowerment call, and I will send you that specific calendar link for that free empowerment call. Last but not least, I want to remind you to go and ignite your power and live the BS life. I will see you all in my next episode. I love you. Bye. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!